Joining us on the ticket hotline is our Dunham & Miller sports expert. Wants to chime in on this whole fight night thing. It's the publisher of the Pulse Sports Newsletter, Ribby Pulse. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, boys. How y'all doing down in Dallas and the Big Dallas?
Good. We understand that you might be making it down tonight for fight night.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it out there for fight night. I got to get a plane down there. I'm up here speaking at the Kennedy Memorial. So
you are not.
A private affair. He and I were real good friends and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sorry for your
Believe
loss.
Believe me, we did our share of double teaming. You know what I'm talking about?
Ribby.
Hope you don't mention that at the memorial.
No, but I lived down there in the village for a few months after my third divorce, so I know where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, come on down.
And of course, I'm heavily involved in the boxing community, as you guys know. I actually managed Ali the last few years of his career.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah, you know when he got fat and started slurring his speech? I encouraged him to keep fighting, which is kind of my bad there.
Golly. I don't remember that.
Hey, and I could call a couple fights, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can do it. I used to do it in my day. There's a right. You know, left, and left, and left, left, left. And everybody fights, and it's a good fight, and it's breaking out everywhere. Everybody's fighting in there.
All right, you show up tonight, and we'll let you do play-by-play.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Of course, I used to box a long time ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really?
Back before the blacks.
What? I'm sorry?
Back when a white guy had a fighting chance, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you could have put it a little better than that.
I was a flyweight. My first fight was against a young kid named Rocky Marciano.
Wow, really?
Yep. And that was my last fight for sure, because that bell rang, and he hit me so hard in the nose that it broke both my legs.
Wow, that is a punch.
Yeah, back in the day, I had a great hook, Giorgio.
Oh, yeah?
And these days, I'm content with a great hooker.
Oh,
gosh. Things have changed for the old Ribby.
Well, I guess it happens to all of us.
Yeah, I'll get out there and fight if you want me to tonight. I'm over 70 and I weigh 97 pounds, so it's kind of hard to find someone to fight me.
Yeah, I think you're a little old to be in the ring.
But if you can find an emaciated guy in the end stages of a terminal disease or a Michael Jackson lookalike, then I'm in. I can fight.
That might be hard for us to string together. We'll see what we can do.
You know, all this talk of fighting and boxing reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Oh, really? Which what was one? That?
Hey, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure, that'd be great.
It goes like this. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believe him for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to save it.
It's piercing.
Still the frustrated performer.
I didn't know that was a sports song so much or a boxing song.
Hey, bring on Mike Snyder out there. I'll pound on his bloated ass for a few minutes.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, boys, see you out there.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Ribby.
There's Ribby Pulse. Maybe you'll see him tonight at Corona Fight Night. 8:40.